It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go, ready to dive deep into the pool that contains all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I'm excited to be here and happy to share some insights into the current market. Last week, we talked about the national market.
Right. So let's dive right in. Now, I heard that new listings have taken a jump up recently.
Yeah, so that's correct. So in December, we had 85 new listings, which is a 6.3 increase from the 80 that were listed in December of 2023. However, it's worth noting that this figure is down 35.1% from November 2024, when we saw 131 listings come on the market.
Now, that's quite a shift there. What about pending sales? How are they holding up?
Yeah, so pending sales are showing some interesting trends as well. We had 84 pending sales in December, which is actually a decrease of the 6.7%. 90 offers that were accepted in December of 2023. But comparing to November of 2024, there were 109 offers accepted. So this is a decline of about 22.9%.
And how did closed sales perform during this period?
Closed sales have actually increased. So we recorded 99 closed sales in December, marking a significant increase of 33.8% from the 74 closings in December of 2023. However, it's a slight decrease of 8.3% from November of 2024, where we saw 108 closed transactions.
And it's fascinating how these numbers fluctuate and float back and forth month to month. What about the inventory levels and also the time properties are spending on the market?
Yeah, so in December, inventory increased to 4.2 months. So that's a positive sign for buyers looking for more options. And additionally, the total market time decreased to 68 days, indicating homes are selling a bit faster.
Well, that's a great insight. Now, let's take a step back and look at the year-to-date summary. I mean, I know it's early, but how do overall figures for 2025 compare to 2024?
Yeah, so overall, comparing the 12 months of 2024 to the same period in 2023, we see some encouraging trends. So new listings increased by 9.8% with a total of 1,923 listings in 2024. Pending sales are up by 4.4% at 1,362, and closed sales also increased by 5.6% with a total of 1,356.
And what can you tell us about the average and the median sale prices for this past year?
Yeah, so unlike national trends, both averages and medians have increased. The average sales price rose by 3.2%, going from $343,400 to $354,400. And meanwhile, the median sales price also increased by 3.1%, moving from $315,000 to $324,900.
So it sounds like despite some ups and downs, real estate market is maintaining a positive trajectory overall. What about potential buyers or sellers? How would you advise them right now?
So I recommend that buyers stay informed and be ready to act quickly when they find something they like. For sellers, pricing competitively and preparing your home for showings will be key to standing out in the slightly more balanced market.
Yeah, well, now we've talked about preparing for people to see your home before. So much goes into that.
Oh, gosh, there's so much legwork. The people that spend the most amount of time prepping for their homes are going to get the quickest offers and the best amount of money.
And that's a lot of times I have heard that that's things you should be doing regularly anyway, even if you're living there and not getting ready to sell it.
Exactly. Sometimes I see sellers go through their punch list and they paint and they refresh and then they're like, maybe I don't want to move.
Yeah. So thanks first of all for breaking down the numbers. Let's look at the weekly real estate market for the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so here's looking at the update from January 3rd to January 9th, changes for the last 7 days. So in the last 7 days, we have one coming soon new listing. We have 37 new listings on the market. That's up significantly, 17 from the prior week. Back on the market listings, we saw 16. That's pretty typical for this time of year because we had all these expire at the end of December, so a lot of them are coming back on the market. Bumpable listings, we had one seller negotiate a bumpable offer on their home. There's zero short sale pendings. We saw a big increase in price changes, so 37 for the week. Pending sales also took a jump. The prior week we had 20. This week we closed out with 29 pendings, and sold properties remained steady at 22 for the week, and we just had 7 listings expire.
Wow, and 84 sold properties for the month.
That is pretty good for the last 4 weeks, yeah.
So talk about the most affordable new listing.
So the most affordable new listing here, well, I don't know if it's the most affordable, but it's one of the affordable. 2-bedroom, 2-bath, single wide on its own property, 0.17 of an acre. That's a pretty good sized lot. This is a 1988 single wide in Myrtle Creek at 331 Conrad Street. It's got a covered deck, fenced yard, and it does have a large oversized garage, so that's a bonus. Offered for sale at $155,000.
Now, a lot of people like a view, and anytime I'm at somebody's house who has one, I want one. You've got one of those.
Oh, gosh. View properties are just so peaceful to sit in. So we have 26 Mountain View Drive in Roseburg. These are condos, townhouse style homes. This community has a shared community pool, 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bath. They do have a loft that could be like a third bedroom or a den. This is a really good price, offered for sale at $215,900.
Wow. And very, even though you've got the great view, you're close into town.
Yeah, you're walking distance to a lot of services, big lot, or not big lots, but grocery outlet is just down the street, and there's several doctors, and the VA hospital is across the street.
All right. What about other properties around Roseburg?
Yeah, so this just came on the market, 1157 Northeast Malheur Avenue. This is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,522 square feet on a third of an acre. So a lot of room there. It's got 2 fireplaces, lots of outdoor space, and a private back patio. This is offered for sale at $299,900.
Now, what about if you want more in terms of acreage? What about, you know, a lot of people like around 5 acres.
Yeah, so this is kind of like, if you're looking for like the barn dominium style, this is it. 641 Nandy Drive in Roseburg, 5.28 acres. This house has only been on the market 2 days. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1,856 square feet, listed for $449,000. It's got a large kitchen, stainless steel appliances, gas range. Gosh, just private. It's got RV parking. So the garage shop space is down below, and it does have like another outbuilding that could be used as a barn.
Right. Now, what if you wanted, say, a saloon?
A saloon, well, you kind of just missed out on this one, but these do come up. So the Rose, Wild Rose, just sold. It was a business. This is a business opportunity, you guys. If you're looking to own your own business, a lot of these business opportunities are coming up. This business opportunity just sold for $80,000. So it was a fully functioning lounge that included an industrial equipped kitchen, walk-in cooler. So great opportunity for someone that wants to own their own business. There will be others that come up like this.
All right. Now, out in Sutherland, I see a new property.
Yeah, so this is Fairway Ridge in Sutherland. It's just west of the golf course. 944 Medina Avenue, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,860 square feet. This house sold, a brand new house with RV parking, sold for $499,500.
And I see another one out in Sutherland, a similar price point, but not as new.
Yeah, so another house west of the golf course in Knowles Estates subdivision, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,044 square feet, all in one level, built in 2007. It has a deep tandem garage, so you got lots of storage there, nice views of the golf course, and this one sold for $520,000.
What about something out Melrose Way with maybe not so much acreage?
Yeah, this was a shocker to me. I love this property. It was a shocker when I saw it come on the market. But 417 Elgaros Road, 3.49 acres. This house was magnificently remodeled. It was built in 1964. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,888 square feet. Had a huge shop, 6-bay shop, some other outbuildings, had a garden area. It was just your private oasis. And this was only on the market 7 days and sold for $900,000.
Which means another reason to act quickly when you know what you want. If people want to get connected with you this weekend, check on open houses. How do they do that?
Yeah, so you can give us a call or a text at 541-366-6080. Go to our website, marygilbert.com. We can send you a list of all the open houses. There are 16 of them in the next 4 days.
Local Real Estate Today, wrap it up at 9 o'clock.